This is Jim Inkster. We're talking to Ernie Grimion. He's a retired IRS agent, but his passion for the last many years has been the death of the kingfish, Huey Pierce Long, a man who lived from 1893 to 1935. When he died in 1935, the governor and U.S. senator from Louisiana was only 42 years old. He was a rising star in American politics and a threat to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Many thought that he would run against Roosevelt in 1936 as a prelude to future elections. And to put things in perspective, if Huey Long had lived a natural life in 1960, he would have been 67 years old. He could have run for president as a Democrat then. He might have been the nominee for president in 1960 rather than John Kennedy. After all, at 67, he would have been 11 years younger than the current president of the United States, Joe Biden. But he died from gunshots at the Capitol. We know that much. But in 1986, Ed Reed opened a can of worms. The late, great journalist who wrote Requiem for a Kingfish and opined that Huey was not killed by Carl Austin Weiss. He was killed by his bodyguards, according to Ed Reed. And the primary researcher for Mr. Reed was this gentleman we're speaking with, Ernie Grimion. Good morning to you, Ernie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Why do you believe the bodyguards did it?
Well, since his death, there's been a mountain of evidence that's come out that indicates that that's what happened. So many things. The fact that there were two bullets removed from his body, neither one of them were the caliber of the Weiss gun. There's all kind of evidence that Weiss didn't even bring a gun into the Capitol. And then the biggest thing is the affidavit of Francis Grevenberg, who
was head of state police at that time.
Yeah,
right?
He was, well, afterward, and he was on a trip with two of the people that were there, and they explained exactly what happened. They told the whole story that he was accidentally shot by his bodyguards, and they found Weiss's car, broke into his car, got his gun and threw it down. And of course, it wasn't even the same caliber as the two bullets removed from his body.
Well, Ed Reed got documents nobody else had received, and he told me that all he did was go to Our Lady of the Lake, the old Our Lady of the Lake, which has since been demolished, and ask for the documents, and they gave them to him.
That's correct, yes.
And you were involved with that, and what did those documents show?
Well, there was no autopsy done, and really, that didn't show too much as to who shot him, but there was no autopsy done. But, you know, the nephew of Dr. Vedrine told me the story that Dr. Vedrine removed a .38 caliber bullet from his body during the surgery, you know, and that's kind of the key thing in that regard as to what happened during the surgery.
We know Carl Austin Weiss was shot 61 times. The bodyguards went into overdrive when their leader, Huey Long, was attacked, and there was a confrontation. You're not denying that.
No, he did hit him. Huey Long admitted to the nurses that he hit him, and that's what generated.
But you say he didn't shoot him.
No, he didn't have a gun. And
There was a gun in his car, but did he bring that gun in with him?
No, because his brother, Tom Ed Weiss, when he heard all the commotion, went down and saw Carl's car. It was locked. He had a key to the car, went back to his house, got the key. When he came back, the car was moved. It was broken into. The glove compartment was broken open, and the gun was missing.
So you're saying the gun was planted?
Well, yeah. There's no question. And they admitted that to Grevenberg. The two of the bodyguards there admitted that that's what happened.
Well, why have we had this belief? And by the way, it is held by Russell Mosley, the grandson of Huey Pierce Long. He believes fervently that the bodyguards did it. He said there was a complete investigation at the time, and he's convinced the investigation was on the up and up.
Well, you know, the state police have had unclean hands in this thing from day one. General Gear, who was the superintendent of state police, brought everyone that they could find that was at the shooting, brought him back, and orchestrated the cover-up with extreme intimidation. As a matter of fact, one of the reporters was so intimidated, he left the state from that meeting and never came back. And even the bodyguards that it disclosed to Grevenberg they admitted that pretty much everybody swore an oath that they were going to keep quiet about what happened and let it go that way. You know, one of the, when you say about Mosley, my position is if the Long people admitted that he was killed by his bodyguards, Huey Long was no longer the martyr that he was. I mean, he was, you know, almost like him dying of a disease. And they want to keep that martyrdom alive, and that's why they maintain that position.
Well, I would take the position that even if he was killed by his bodyguards, they were acting in response to an attack. So it would have just been a terrible mistake. But in many ways, he was a martyr, but he also was a man of great talent and a great flaws.
No question.
No question. And people were afraid of him.
Absolutely.
In many ways, he was a populist from the right, from the left side of the political spectrum. And he had a vision, unlike President Trump, who's a populist from the right. Trump's vision extended as far as his mirror. But Huey Long actually had a vision that he put into work. 20% of the construction in the country was going on in Louisiana during the Great Depression.
Every man a king.
And he did it. And did great things for the state, but people were fearful of him. And if you got on his bad side, were you in danger?
Absolutely. I think he proved that, you know, the way he fired any department head that didn't agree with him, you know.
Well, why did Austin Weiss, Dr. Carl Austin Weiss, why did he punch Huey? What was that about?
Well, he went to see Huey because Huey was trying to gerrymander his father-in-law out of his judgeship. He went to the Capitol to try and talk him out of it. He had run into Huey two times in the Capitol before that happened, and Huey just waved him off. And on the third time, he was adamant, "I have to talk to you, Senator Long." And supposedly Senator Long kind of cussed him out and, you know, threw him away, and that's when he threw a punch at him. And, of course, with the bodyguards there and the untrained bodyguards as they were, they just opened fire on him, even reloaded their guns to keep pumping bullets into his body. That's, you know, they were trigger happy. There's no question about that.
Sounds like it was overkill, but I think Carl Austin Weiss was like 29 years old.
He was young, yeah.
Young man, and he was a doctor. And he had worked earlier that morning.
He did.
He removed tonsils. That was one of his big deals. My friend Victor Saxe's father had his tonsils removed, I think, the day before this occurrence. But usually if somebody's plotting to kill the second most prominent American politician, they're doing other things other than removing tonsils as they get ready to do this. So his actions before don't indicate the actions of somebody who is planning to commit a murder in public view and probably knew if he did that, he would give his life. I mean, any fool would know that if you shoot Huey Long, you're a dead man. So what about his personal profile? Does that indicate perhaps that he would not be the most likely guy to be culpable in something like this?
Well, you know, he had a session with his family the day before at their camp, and everybody said there was nothing in his demeanor at the time that would indicate he was going to do anything like that. And he just wanted to try and talk Huey out of gerrymandering his father-in-law out of his judgeship. When Huey just scuffed him off the way he did, he lost his cool and threw a punch at him, and that was his death notice when that happened.
Well, in this day and age, I would imagine if somebody took a swing at Governor John Bel Edwards or President Biden or former President Trump, they might end up dead.
Well, probably not, because the requirements and the level of being a bodyguard is so much higher. These people had no training at all. They were picked by Huey Long just to be his bodyguards. And with all the death threats against him, they were waiting for something to happen. They were trigger happy. Anything that happened would have set them off at the time. They had no training. Today, that would not happen today, I don't think.
Ernie Grimion is the guest. He was the chief researcher with Ed Reed for Ed's book, Requiem for a Kingfish, which first made the conclusion or came to the conclusion that Huey's bodyguards actually were the ones responsible for his death. His wounds were not considered to be fatal, and if he had received proper medical care, he probably would have lived. How badly was he wounded?
Well, you know, it's been said that Huey picked Arthur V. Dreen, who is his head of the state hospital, to do the surgery when the two surgeons got in a wreck coming from New Orleans. And Arthur was an administrator. Actually, Huey caused his own death because he picked someone who had not been in surgery and who was way out of his element at the time. He was an administrator. Had the two surgeons from New Orleans got there, there's no question that they would have identified the problem and saved his life.
Well, it was 1935. That's 85 years ago that this happened, and people are still buzzing about it. And it kind of set the stage, unfortunately, for assassinations later in the century of John Kennedy in 63, Robert Kennedy in 68, Martin Luther King in 68. And being a controversial figure in the political world has its price, and sometimes people give their lives. But thank you for sharing your view, and it's one shared by many now, but also one that is refuted by some, including our friend Russell Mosley. And I'm sure the beat will go on, and hopefully we'll find out more. But what more can we find out at this point?
Well, I don't know, but if you go on the Internet and look at it, virtually everybody that comments agrees with me that the evidence is overwhelming that he was shot by his bodyguards. And, the last survey they took, it was like 85% to 90% people that were surveyed. Now it's gotten so old that there are not that many people around who are interested mm-hmm. or know about it. But whenever the survey was taken, I mean, the overwhelming majority of the population believes that that's what happened. And the evidence is overwhelming that that's what happened.
Well, thank you, Ernie Grimion. Appreciate you.